Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Steph.
A few minutes ago in Clickbait After 8, the headline was 7 Wisconsin friends stuck in Peru amid COVID-19 lockdown. And I know 2 of these 7 guys. I graduated high school from Iguanago High School, so we're on FaceTime using technology to our benefit. They do still have the access to the internet, so we're going to connect through FaceTime and have a conversation checking in with them.
All right, so roll call. Who do we have on with us right now?
So you've got Elias Wilson.
And Steve Williams.
And?
Ernesto Williams.
Maggie Sprague.
Mark Sprague.
Ellie Wilson.
Okay, so we got a whole crew of people.
Oh, man.
And you're stuck in Peru right now.
That's right.
How long have you guys been there for now?
We've been here since
last Saturday.
Last Saturday, yeah.
Oh, man.
And the borders got closed down on Monday night.
When we were flying out Tuesday morning.
And when you went, there wasn't this big lockdown, so it's not like you should have known better. You didn't know better.
We are right. If we would have had a little bit more information when we left, we might have had a different decision. But the information we had said that there was more cases of coronavirus in Wisconsin than all of South America. And there was very few in Peru specifically at that time.
So what can we do to help you guys, and what updates are you getting as far as the president, any military help? How do we get you home?
Well, how to get us home would be, we basically need a hall pass to get from the hotel to the airport, and that hall pass would be by the governments working together. So basically we need everybody to try to get a hold of congressmen, legislator,
representatives,
government, to be able to have our government work with Peru government to be able to get us that pass and get us a flight out of here. That would be wonderful. Other countries have already done that. We're willing to pay what we need to get the plane ticket out of here, but we just don't have that access to the airport and the permissions from the government.
Now, I saw what Steph shared with me that you guys have been trying to get with the embassy, but the embassy in Peru is closed, correct?
Correct.
Okay, but you said other countries are coming in because Peru said, yes, other countries, come in, get your people, get them home. So why can't we do that for you guys?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Isn't there an army base or a ship somewhere near? I mean, the U.S. Army our military is everywhere. You mean like they can't just swing by and scoop you up quick?
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow.
We would take that.
Yeah. We haven't been told any information like that to help us out on there.
That's disappointing. And honestly, I mean, you got Americans that are scared during this time that need to get home, and I'm not gonna lie. I'm disappointed in this to find out you guys are having such a hard time. That sucks.
There's 7 of us in our group, and there's 1,500 Americans that are registered on a Facebook group document. So there's 1,500 Americans alone that are trying to get out, and there's plenty of other countries that have people here that we're all just sitting in limbo. A little on the nervous side, I guess it would be, of when are we going to get out of here? It's just kind of that scared feeling, not knowing what's going to be the next step.
And that's why we wanted to have you guys on our show this morning. We're also on our Facebook Live page right now. So we are going to do our best to spread the word to the masses, to call. And I saw your wife share a phone number. Is that the phone number still that we should be calling, or does that not really work?
To the best of my knowledge, I think that's the number that we can call.
Okay, perfect. Stay updated with us. I'll put that phone number in the comments here, too, so people can call and follow your instructions, okay?
Sounds good.
Thank you so much.
All right, well, keep your spirits up. We're thinking about you, and we'll get this out there, and hopefully we can get you home real soon.